Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Gittin Perek Ches Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Estubas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refan Druziv Gogon Bekarav Mamish. Mishnah Beis tells us Amar Lo. Let's say a man tells his wife Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh. Take the Shtar Chayv. It's a loan document. Or she took the document from behind him. Kaira, and she's reading it. Vareu Gita. It's her get. What a surprise. Ain't I get? It's not a valid get. Ad Sheyar Melo until he tells her Beferosh Hegitech. Here, take your get. No tricking her with this get. Another case. Nasa Biyada. He put it into her hand V'yishena, and she's sleeping. Na'ira. She wakes up. She finds this piece of paper in her hand. Kaira, she starts reading it. Vareu Gita, it turns out to be her get. Ain't no get, it's not a valid get. Ad Sheyomer Lo, unless he tells her, once she wakes up, hey Gitech, he's her get. Here's another situation. She's standing in Rishus Rabim. It could be that he is as well. And that means that they're not in their Rishus. They're in a public open area. Uzrak Oilon, he throws her get to her. Karev Lof, it lands closer to her, which means it's within her ability to guard it, to be Shimerit. Migureshus, she's divorced. Whereas Karev Loi, if it's closer to him and he's the one that's guarding it, ain't a Migureshus, she's not Migureshus. Mechtav is half-half, meaning neither of them or both of them are guarding the get, and it's not clearly closer to him or her. Megarashes v'en megarashes. We're in a classic case of Safi Gerushin. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, continue to talk about this. V'chin le'inyan Kiddushin. It's the same thing with Kiddushin. If he throws her Kiddushin and he says her Mekudeshesli, if it's closer to her, she's guarding it, she's watching it, she's Mekudeshes. If it's closer to him, she's not Mekudeshes. And if it's half-half, so it's a Safik. And also v'chin le'inyan Chayv. Same thing with a Chayv. Amr le'i Bal Chayvai. If it's Bal Chayv tells him, meaning the Malva tells the Loive, the lender tells the borrower, Zrakli Chayvi, throw me my Chayv, throw me the money. Uzrak Elon, he throws it to him, Karv Lamalva. If it's closer to the Malva, to the lender, Zacha Halayva. So the Loive was Zaycha, which means he successfully paid back his loan. And if something happens to the money now, he's free and clear. Whereas Karv Lalayva, if it's closer to him, to the Loive, it's still considered to be Shomer, to be guarded by the Loive. Halayva Chayv, so the Loive is Chayv to pay. Mechzal Mechza, if it's half half, it was in between them and it wasn't clear who it's closer to, Shneim Yachlaiku, so then both of them have to split it if something happens to the money. On to another case, going back to get, if she's standing at the top of a roof and it's her roof, Uzrak Ola, and her husband throws her the get, ki when she gil lavar agag, the woman reaches the airspace of the roof, it hasn't even rested on the roof yet, hariz migreshes, she's migreshes, because we know that the airspace of a person's rishos is considered to be theirs. Now what about the other way around? Humil mal v'himil mata, he's above and she's below, which means he's on his roof and she's in her chatzer, Uzrak Ola, and he throws her the get, ki when she yatsam rishos agag, the moment that the get leaves the rishos of the gag, it's out of the airspace of the roof, and now it's above the airspace of the chatzer, it's definitely going to float its way down to rest on the floor of the chatzer, so she's divorced right away, even before it rests on the floor. And that's even if nimchak, everything gets erased. There's a sudden downpour, and all the writing on the get is erased, on nisraf, or it gets burnt up. A fire shoots out and burns up the get, harez megreshes, she still is megreshes. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dollar, and continue talking about the kashrus of Gittin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.